Hi, it's Jonathan Fitzcore in the Core Walking Program, and I wanted to welcome you to Take a Walk with Me. We're going to start with standing. In core walking, we have a very basic way of looking at the body. The bones hold you up, the muscles move you, the nerves tell the muscles to move the bones. So we want to find a standing posture that allows the bones to hold us up. So bring your awareness to your standing, and the first thing I'll ask you to feel is your butt. Big gluteus maximus muscle. You can put your hands there to feel it or not, but I want you to feel if it's turned on or not turned on, because that is the start of almost all the change we're trying to make in the body. Relax the butt, release the gluteus maximus. So I think that most people are leaning the thighs forward with the upper body leaning backwards, and that thighs leaning forward posture turns on the butt. So at first I want you to feel the gluteus maximus and then check in with the thigh bones. And it might feel weird, but I want you to take your thigh bones way back in space. Get them under the pelvis. Now, this is different for everybody, because sometimes when the legs go back, the whole upper body is going to go forward. Let that happen if that's the case, if it's everybody is different. But I want you to get your legs directly under your pelvis and see if it feels that your glutes, your gluteus maximus, your big butt muscle lets go. Then go back to where you were. Now go back to letting go. And you're going to play with this a few times. We'll do it together. Go back to your vision of straight. And then back to this legs under the hips thing and see if you can relax your butt. One of the main things is if you've been standing a certain way for your whole lifetime, you don't know that you're forever gripping your butt unless someone has told you. So I'm trying to I'm not just telling you let it go. I'm telling you try to feel what it means that it's on all the time or working or gripping. So try to get the legs back to that place where the butt lets go. And now, hopefully you got there, feel the feet on the floor. So when you feel your feet on the floor, with the legs under the pelvis, you should be really grounded into the whole foot. Go back to your standing image. So your version of standing, I think, you kind of fell to the weight goes to the outer heel and maybe to the pinky toe side of the foot. Take the legs back again and feel how the whole foot moves into the floor evenly, and there's a balance between the inner and outer foot. Go back again, feel the thighs sink forward and the butt grip, and feel what that does to your feet. And now bring the legs back under the pelvis, and again get a sense of that rooting or orienting into the floor with the whole foot. That's a really key image, that whole foot image that we're going to try to use over and over again. Let's do one or two more standing cues. So go back to old you standing and feel your breath. This is one of the main images I work with. What happens when you inhale? I think for most people, so I'm just throwing out what I see as default postures, and if you find that that's not your thing, that's a beautiful thing, you just move on. But I feel that most people, when they inhale, the chest rises too much, that chest elevates, and the ribs expand up. And there's a place for that, especially when you're working hard, exercising hard, running long distances. But in general, when you're standing, you would like to get a sense of that rib cage, which is a secondary part of the breathing apparatus, doesn't lift, and the whole body expands more than the rib cage lifts. So standing in what we're going to call old you, try to feel what happens to the breath, feel that the butt, and see if that is also turned on. Now let the legs go back to relax the butt. And the second thing you're going to do is relax the front ribs a little bit. Let the front ribs soften. When the front ribs soften, hopefully the breath becomes more fuller in the whole body. When the front ribs soften and the breath becomes fuller in the whole body, you ideally have more of a sense, an awareness of the front of the body. Go back to what we call old you and feel how the whole back body shortens and you're pulled into that plane. And that might be a little esoteric, but when the legs get under the pelvis and the front ribs soften, you move into the front plane of the body, which I think is really great. Last cue before we get moving, feel where your shoulders are. So I find that most people when standing, the butt turns on, the breath lifts up, but also the shoulders kind of get locked in place and they're not free. And we want free hanging arms. That's a really key aspect of what we're working with. Legs back, ribs soft, and feel the arms hang. Emotionally, for some, this takes the arms forward of the thighs. Go back to old you and feel how your hands likely rest on the thighs. Take the legs back, ribs down, arms hang. very often just bring the hands forward of the thighs, which can, I know, I watch it, it drives people crazy. You don't have to end up there, but for today, maybe that's where you're gonna be. So find the whole foot, relax the butt with the legs under the hips, breath fills the whole trunk, and the arms hang. And that's a really solid bunch of cues to work with and practice your standing posture when you're cooking, when you're waiting for a bus or train, when you're getting the kids ready in the morning. It doesn't matter. You find the time, you find the reasons to be able to work on your standing. Everyone has opportunities to do that. And this is a walking program, but it's very much about standing as well. I think standing is harder than walking. So in a way, I'm trying to teach people how to stand through walking. All right, let's take a walk. Just start walking, and old you, you're not going to think too much about walking correctly. And I want you to feel, let's start with the feet. What happens to the feet when you walk? What happens with each step? So I'm going to project what I think happens to your step. And again, not everyone's the same, and you might have different patterns. But I'm going to guess that when you step, you are hitting your heel, and you might be hitting your heel pretty hard, and you go from the heel forward through to the outer foot with each step, through to the outer foot. Feel if that is in fact your the way of walking, so you can just keep moving and feel. I think it's outer heel through the outer foot, outer heel through the outer foot. There's likely a tendency that the feet turn out as well. I'm going to keep moving up the body. When the feet turn out and you move through the outer foot, by nature, the inner thighs are rolling open, and I see it as kind of splayed open. So the inner thighs roll open, the feet hit the outer heel, and you move through the outer foot. That draws the upper body backwards. So if you can even feel that, if you want to stop for a second, take a stance and turn the feet out a little, even if they're not, and let the thighs sink forward and feel how that pulls you backwards, and now get the feet parallel with the legs underneath and feel how that pulls you forward. And that is a huge distinction to be made in walking. Start walking again in old you and see if you get a sense of that being pulled backwards into the back plane of the body. One of the images I use is Keep on Truckin' by R. Crumb, and go look that up on Google, and you can get a real sense of what I perceive as most people's standing walking posture and the energetic posture of their movement. We tend to lean backwards. So as you're walking here, try to feel, I might be wrong, doesn't bother me if I am, I hope I am, but try to feel if your tendency is to lean backward. Feel what happens to the foot. Do you go to the outer heel through the outer foot? Feel the inner thighs. Are you using the inner thighs towards each other, or are they splaying open? What's happening in the breath as you walk? Is that breath lifting up, or is it filling the whole body the way we were looking in standing? And you could also feel your arms and how they're moving in relation to your legs. So now let's stop. We're gonna take a break, and when we go to new you, we're gonna reset. So stop. Take the thighs back under the pelvis. Feel your whole foot engaged. Let the ribs relax down, feel the breath fill the body, and let the arms hang. You can, if you want, pull the back. I'm not so insistent about this in the beginning, but you can pull the neck up and try to lengthen your spine to get more elevation. I just tend to feel that in the beginning, too many people lift the trunk too much to make that happen. So if you find you try to get extension up and the front of the rib cage lifts more than the back of the rib cage, then you're just not ready to do that yet. That can be a long time in developing, but this is a practice of patience and perseverance. Thighs back, ribs soft, arms hang, and then just to exaggerate, lean forward. Go a half inch, tiny little bit, and try to take the upper body forward to allow your movements to start. And I can almost promise you that if you are keeping your legs back the way we worked on the standing, you're going to be falling through the whole foot. Try to feel that. Try to walk now in this positive way, or what I'm calling a positive way, and feel the way the foot falls into the earth, and you want to use the whole foot. Let's go back to old you. As you're walking in old you, I want you to get a sense of the length of your stride. One of the things that keeps us
from developing a new you pattern, one of the things that keeps us in pain in our back and our spine and our groin and our hips is taking too long of a stride. So I just want you to feel your stride. All of these things for me is not about me telling you what you're doing wrong. It's about you feeling what you do wrong or right. You do not need to change what's right. You only need to adjust what's quote unquote wrong and develop a new pattern. As you're walking, an old you, feel the length of your stride. I think almost everybody's stride is too long. It's one of my main questions. What makes you go faster, short strides or long strides? And it's short strides. It's a mechanical reality. If a marathon runner wants to increase his time, he doesn't increase the length of his stride. He increases the number of his footfalls. The more steps you take, the faster you will go. And walking an old you, feel the length of your stride and how very often it is the length of your stride that does two things. One, it pulls you to the outer foot, but also it tends to hyperextend the knee to push off. As you push forward after that too long stride, the hyperextended knee has to go backwards for you to be propelled forward. So now let's stop again. Take the thighs back, take the ribs down, let the arms hang. Tiny steps, little short steps, and start moving and feel how the little short steps are going to keep you in the front plane of the body. They will allow you to stay in the front plane of the body. And I can't say enough over and over, that is one of the main changes you're trying to make to your structure and your system, is to get into the front plane of the body in your movement patterns. Hopefully you're feeling that as you're walking here in this new you. Legs under the hips, using the whole foot with shorter strides. Let's go back to old you. Get a sense of the old you. As you're walking in old you, one of the things I hope is that it's just a matter of time, but eventually you don't want to go back to old you. You want to keep this new you, and that's a fun game to play with. And I enjoy that. I enjoy seeing my clients at one point say, no, I don't want to be old me anymore. And I know we're in a good place, but I feel that as you're changing, as you're learning to go back and forth, you can't feel this stuff too much. You can't get a sense of the difference between old you and new you too much. So in old you, now I want you to focus on the breath. I want you to feel, and some of this stuff can be very subtle, and I want you to develop a subtle awareness, but I also want you to be kind to yourself if that subtle awareness is not there right away. So when I say to you to feel something, if you don't feel it, hopefully you're not going to say, "Wow, that's I can't feel it," or that I'm making it up. But over time, one day you might go, "Oh, I now feel that thing that I did not have the sensitivity for in the beginning." I think that's a beautiful process. It's a process that I followed. You can actually read a number of blog posts about that exact issue for me on my blog. This has been a long journey for me to get to a place of feeling and knowing where I am in space, and that's essentially what I'm trying to share with others. So walking in old you, again, I feel we all lean backwards and that lifts the chest. We're going back to where we began with standing, and unfortunately the breath tends to rise. The breath tends to go up to the throat when we're walking, and it's an interesting problem, because I think perceptively we want to rise, we want to lift. I just think we do it from the front of the body. So now, again, in a feeling way, walking in old you, feel if you can get a sense of what I'm talking about the rise of the chest or the lift of the breath. And now let's transit into new you. And you could stop and set that up, or you can just try to slide the legs back and lean the body forward and soften the rib cage and see what happens when you do that, because I feel that the breath just drops. The breath just drops into the belly. It fills the whole trunk. It's not what we call belly breath or abdominal breathing. It's just breathing with a whole body, a full body, and a full breath. Go back to old you. Over and over, you can't feel the distinction and feel the differences too much. Go switch to new you. See if you can get a sense that the breath drops and fills. When the breath drops and fills, so many good things happen. We can leave pain relief behind and talk about digestion and talk about aging and developing a fuller, more applicable breath is so useful for the human body. And so many people are not getting access to their breath but because of the way they walk and they stand. So moving on, go back and forth, old, new, and new you, and try to get a sense of the breath. And we're going to come back to yet one more. We're going to do two more cues. The last one might be a little much, which is okay. Like, for me, you want to feel that things are difficult so that ultimately when they get easier, that's a nice positive progression. So we're going to go back to the arms, come back to stand and hold you, and feel that sense. What I mean, that the arms get locked into place or they're kind of held and they're not free. Go to new you. Let the thighs go back. Let the ribs soften. Let the arms hang. Feel the breath. Even if the head gets pulled forward, the last cue I'll give you is for the head, even though that's kind of hard. But feel the arms are free. Let the arms just hang. Now, start walking. Go back to old you and start walking and feel how that freedom of the arms disappears. I find that when we're walking in old you posture with the feet turned out and the thighs forward and the upper body leaning backward, the arms kind of get locked into their shoulder sockets and they move sometimes. Mostly that movement is going to come from the elbow to the wrist, you know, not from the upper arm. And we want the arms and legs to swing very freely and in opposition to each other. So if the right leg goes back, goes forward, the left arm goes forward. It's very hard to find that in old you. Let's switch, take the thighs back, take the front ribs down, let the arms hang. And just see if now, as you walk forward with your short steps, the arms are freer to hang. They move smoothly and easily. They are not inhibited by the old you posture. Back to old you. Try to feel what's going on in the arms, shoulder sockets, the freedom of the arm, the swing of the arm, or lack thereof. Switch to new you. Feel if you can. All of these things coming together. Feet fully into the ground, shorter steps, thighs back underneath the hips, full breath, and swinging arms. I'm talking you through this now, and I would love to think that this tape is going to end and you're done. You're just going to be able to do this right away. This is a practice of patience and perseverance. If you stick with it and you buy into what I'm saying, good things can and will happen. So let's just finish up with one last image that's the hardest image in the whole practice, and you might not get there for a long time. Some of these things are harder than others, but we're going to try to lengthen the spine fully. Go to old you posture. We are splayed open, that we tend to be the feet turned out, the hips thrust forward, the upper body leaning backwards, the arms too externally rotated. So we're splayed open, and we want to change that. But try stand in your old you posture and try to lift the neck up. And what I feel is that because the pelvis is jammed forward and the legs are jammed forward, there's no room for extension of the spine because the lower spine is not accessible. So now take the thighs back, take the ribs down, and then try to get some access to the upper spine by lengthening the back of the neck up. See if that's reasonable. Not easy. So the tendency is that so many people, when I say lengthen the head, lift the neck, the chin is what elevates, not the back of the neck. That is hard work to find. Let's try to put this into place in new you. Take the thighs back, take the front ribs soft, let the back of the neck lengthen up as much as you can. Start walking forward, and now we're just going to finish up thighs back, short steps, inner thighs back, ribs soft, breath full, arms and legs are alternating, and now let's try to pull the spine way up from the back. And if you find that your chin elevates before the back of the head, you stop and you accept where you're at for today. But if you can get the back of the neck to lengthen, keeping the eyes level, can follow a horizon line is a great way to look at it. That is where you're going to be today. So let's just slip back into old you and feel the difference. Take a couple of steps like that. Slip back to new you, thighs back, arms hang, ribs soft, full breath. Welcome to new you. Hopefully you can work on this. You can cultivate this new posture. And as the lessons move forward through the program, you get a lot more cues to work with and a lot more exercises to work with. But changing your body is not all that difficult. It is about patience and perseverance. Have a great day.